floor of an auto plant in Japan or in Beijing, and how that changed the way they viewed the courses they were taking here at Urbana. And it worked. The students just all said, well, how do I sign up? Where do I get in this program? How do I get there? And we, as you can see, we've had great penetration rate with our study abroad in the past few years. We actually have a study abroad person with us today, Chelsea Aldis. Chelsea, you just went to China, right, with a TNM program? Thanks for coming today. We have some winning results. I think that this Business 101 course, which is teaching our students a lot of different things about professional responsibility and how to act like a professional, combined with a study abroad and other things that we do, is really making a difference. Let me tell you a little anecdote. We in the College of Business have sent our students to case competitions for years. And we do pretty well. We sometimes even made it to the finals of the case competitions. But something happened about 2008. You can see on that list, in 2008, we actually won the National PricewaterhouseCoopers case competition. That competition was in Manhattan. Our team flew out with five other teams for the finals, and we won. We won it again in 2009. We won it again in 2010. All of those out of Manhattan. We won the Ernst & Young competitions 2010 and 2011. We won 3 out of 5 years of the Johnson & Johnson. It can go on and on. I believe this is because of what the experience they're getting out of how we've changed that freshman experience. You know, people thought we were crazy when we said we were going to take first semester freshmen and make them dress up like business people and make presentations in front of a fake board of directors. And it works. It works. They learn how to talk on their feet. They learn how to answer questions. I think we have concrete evidence that this is working. We also have a couple on the top. You see that in two of the last three Lincoln Laureates, Lincoln Laureate is the designation of the top undergraduate out of the 30,000 undergraduates on campus. The College of Business has had two out of the past three, and in fact, we have one of them here today, the most recent Lincoln Laureate, Billy Tabrizi. Our graduate programs, as you can see, we have a lot of graduate programs. We have one-year master's programs in all of my three departments. We have four different MBA programs. We have a new, recently, it's only in its second year, a Master's of Science in Financial Engineering, which is joint with the College of Engineering. The classes are taught 50% by finance professors and 50% by engineering professors. That has become a phenomenal success. We had to cap applications just this past year just because of the growing interest in that particular master's program. A lot of our programs enjoy top ranked. You can see that list. You can look at it. I don't need to talk about it. They're not all top ranked, which of course means that we still do have our work cut out for us as we push forward. In terms of placement, we have a very strong placement rate. Our undergraduate placement rate is one of the tops of our peers. It's competitive with all of our peers, one of the best on campus. Our starting salaries are very good. In fact, our starting salaries are so good that we ranked number one in the Big Ten for rate of return on investment from payscale.com. And I think that speaks volumes about what we're doing in terms of we're creating students, well-rounded students, that the recruiters like to talk. We have great corporate partners, and we have a lot of them. They're very generous to us. They're around. They're helpful. They tell us what they'd like to see out of us, but they also provide us with some financial support. In terms of fundraising, the most recent campaign that just ended, the Brilliant Futures campaign, we had a target goal of $100 million. We actually surpassed that with $109 million. And as you can see across the bottom, we have really announced this yet, but we're around homecoming, we're going to announce a new campaign, the Centennial Campaign. That first slide I put up showed you that we're about to have the 100th anniversary of the College of Business, so we're starting a Centennial Campaign, and we're hoping to create an entire list of Class of 72 scholarships and Class of 75 scholarships for our students going forward. In terms of sources and uses, those tied to about 25% of our resources come from gifts, about 50% from tuition. The majority of our use goes to faculty salaries. Faculty in business schools are, they're very competitive. It's a competitive business. We have a lot of competitors who are other business schools in both the private and public schools, but we also have a lot of competitors in the private sector, hedge funds, investment banks, a lot of corporate people who say, I need to beef up my business-to-business marketing. I'm just going to go get the best. I'm going to get the people who teach at business schools to come here and teach us how to do business-to-business marketing. All that does is put intense pressure on us to maintain our faculty, and they become expensive in that matter, and that's why